There's a famous Medrash Chazal on the beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayhi Mikech Nasayim Yamim, which is actually a continuation from last week. Vulzachar Saramashkim is Yosef Aishkacheu, Vayhi Mikech Nasayim Yamim. The Saramashkim forgot him, and it was 2 years. Why did Yavka have to have 2 years after Saramashkim forgot him? So Chazal famously darshan in the Pasuk, Ashrei Hagever from Tehillim, Ashrei Hagever Shir Soma Shem Iftacho V'lofonal Rehavim, Ashri, Hagever Shir Soma Shem Iftacho, Yosef V'lofonal Rehavim, didn't turn to the Mitzrim, who are called Rehavim, because Yosef put his bitachon in. Yosef counted on the Saramashkim, and he said, Kiyim zechartani yitcha b'asher yitavloch v'yosisonayim yodi chesed v'yizkartani yitparovo tzisanam in abayis hazeh. He asked the Saramashkim to help get him out of jail. He was punished with another 2 years in jail that he didn't necessarily, originally, he wasn't supposed to be there. So this, all the Mefarshim struggle with this Chazal. I don't understand. You're supposed to be talking to Hashem, and you're also supposed to do your shtadlus b'derech hateva. You combine bitachon with his shtadlus. So what was wrong with Yosef asking the Saramashkim to get him out of jail, and how is that a chisaron in bitachon? Not to mention the fact that the Achronim all point out that if you look at the Medrash, it says, Ashri Agerish Hashem Hashem Iftacho, that's Yosef. So Yosef was Sam Hashem Iftacho. So what's he being criticized for? So there are, I'll just mention two different approaches. The Beis HaLevi, based on earlier Mefarshim, the Beis HaLevi answers both questions and says, there's different Madregas. For regular people like you and me, we're supposed to have Bitachon Hashem and do a Shtadlus. But Yosef was an Asher Agever Asher Sam Hashem Iftacho. Yosef was on a very, very high level of Bitachon, not just like a regular from Jew. And on that high level of Bitachon, he was supposed to purely have faith in Hashem and trust in Hashem and not lift a finger for any Ishtadlus. Okay, not for everyone, but on his Madrega of Ashrei HaGever, he was not supposed to do Ishtadlus. Since he did a little Ishtadlus here, he descended from his Madrega. He didn't live up to what he was expected of him, and therefore he's punished because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Medak Dekim and Tzadikim Kuchrasara. However, many, many Mefarshim, probably the majority of the Mefarshim here, say that no matter what Madrega you're on, the higher Madrega you're on, the more you're supposed to think about Hashem in your mind, and the more you're supposed to deeply feel the feeling of Bitachon Hashem. But you're still supposed to do a Shtadlus. After all, even the Avos, we know that Yaakov prepared for Milchama with Esav and sent a present to Esav. And we know that Yitzchak, when he wanted to make money, planted seeds and engaged in agriculture, etc. We know that even the greatest of the great of our ancestors engaged in Ishtadlus together with their Bitachon Hashem. So what was wrong with what Yosef did? So the Chassam Sofer, in his Perush on Chumash here, called the Toras Moshe, suggests that his problem was not that he tried to get himself out of jail. Now, everyone's supposed to try to do what they can and then put their faith in Hashem to grace them with success. It specifically is Medayik in the Medrash, V'lo pana el Rehavim, that he turned, what does Rehavim actually mean? Rehavim means haughty people. He turned to haughty people. Now again, we're not personally acquainted with the Saramashkin, but Yosef was personally acquainted with the Saramashkin. Apparently he knew he was a very haughty kind of person. What's unique about a haughty kind of person? That whenever he does anything, he gives himself credit for what he does, doesn't give anyone else credit for anything. He doesn't give his partners credit, doesn't give his family credit, doesn't give other people credit, and certainly doesn't give Hashem credit. The problem with Saramashkim is that if the Saramashkim had gotten Yosef out of jail, he would have gone around saying, it was me, I got the Saramashkim out of jail, and he would have distracted everyone and convinced them that Hashem was not involved here, it was purely his initiative. They said the Chassam Sofer, Yosef's problem was he was Ashrei Hagever Asher Sam Hashem Iftacho. He put his bitachon Hashem. His problem was he was panal rehavim, that he turned to the Saramashkim and he asked the Saramashkim to help him, and he put the Saramashkim in a position where the Saramashkim would make it look to others, based on his attribute of being rehavim, would make it look to others like it was not Hashem who was behind it, like it was the Saramashkim, Perhaps one could suggest, according to the Chassam Sofer, what he should have done was just roas anola, turn to the Saramashkim and say, you know, kiyim zechartani etchak asher yitavlach v'yasisa naim edai chesed v'zgartani el paro v'ezruz Hashem, you know, etzei min habayis hazeh. Maybe Yosef just neglected to remind the Saramashkim to put the Sarah Maskew in his place, as it were. And since Yosef, obviously Hashem is bedakti, tzadikim chorasara, since Yosef turned to someone who did not understand the role of Hashem in the world and gave an opening for someone else to misunderstand and think that humans control the world and that Hashem is not behind everything that happens, that's why chorasara Yosef was punished. But according to this Chassam Sofer, what comes out is that no matter what madriga you're on, you should try your best to work through the Derech HaTeva, and whatever, when Hashem gives you an opportunity, you should try your best to take advantage of the opportunity and do your part and trust in Hashem to do his part. And maybe that part of what Yosef did was okay, but it's not enough. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer is a big chumrah. It's not enough for you to just have bitachon in Hashem, lo panel rehavim. You have to be careful to tell other people, to teach other people about bitachon Hashem. If I'm botech in Hashem in my lev, but I make the rest of the world think that we just live in a secular, atheistic universe, and that they're in full control of their lives, that's also chisaron. It's the job of a Jew to not only trust, have bitachon and emunah in Hashem in his own heart, but to tell the rest of the world that Hashem runs the world, and if there are haughty people out there, then it's our job to, in a proper way, in a way that will be miskabel as much as possible, to help them, put them in their place, to help remind them that ultimately, not only don't I run the world, they don't run the world, no human being runs the world, only Hashem runs the world. And okay, so if all the Jews go out there to the whole world and convince everyone else in the world that Hashem really runs the world, then maybe we'll accomplish what Hashem put us for, and we'll bring the world to where it needs to be.